Welcome to this audio guide provided by Oz Rehab. Today we are clarifying one of the most common areas of confusion for anyone injured in a motor vehicle accident. What your CTP claim actually pays for, and just as importantly, what it doesn't. If you have been injured on the road, it is normal to feel unsure about your entitlements. Many people expect their CTP insurance, often called their green slip, to work exactly like comprehensive car insurance. This misunderstanding can lead to frustration and delayed decisions during a critical time. In simple terms, compulsory third-party, or CTP, insurance pays for recovery. It does not pay for damage to vehicles or property. In this session, we will break down exactly what this means, what expenses are covered, the strict timeframes you need to know, and how to avoid common mistakes that slow down your claim. What is a CTP claim? This is a compulsory insurance scheme designed to support people who are injured in a motor vehicle accident. In Australia, the purpose of this insurance is specific. It exists to help injured people recover function, return to daily activities, and regain independence. It's a framework focused entirely on injury-related needs. It covers reasonable and necessary treatment, care, support, and in some cases, income replacement if your work capacity is affected. Crucially, CTP is not vehicle insurance. It does not pay for car repairs, towing fees, or property damage. It is also not an automatic or unlimited fund. Entitlements depend entirely on your injury, your medical evidence, and insurer approval, all of which are governed by state legislation. What CTP usually pays for? Understanding your specific entitlements helps you plan your recovery with fewer surprises. Generally, payments fall into three main categories: treatment and medical care, care and support needs, and income support. First, let's look at treatment and medical care. CTP commonly covers reasonable medical expenses directly linked to your injury. This includes visits to your general practitioner, physiotherapy, and specialist appointments required for diagnosis or monitoring. A common question is whether CTP covers therapies like physio or occupational therapy. The answer is yes. In approved cases, physiotherapy and occupational therapy are covered to address movement, strength, and functional goals. Psychology or counseling may also be supported if you are experiencing emotional or psychological symptoms related to the crash. Rehabilitation support sits within this category. These services focus on restoring your confidence and reducing the long-term impact of the accident. However, all treatment must be approved by the insurer and backed by clear medical evidence. Care, support, and income. The second category is care and support needs. If your injuries affect your ability to function at home, CTP can fund practical assistance. This is often referred to as domestic assistance or ADL support, activities of daily living. This might include help with cleaning, meal preparation, or personal care like showering and dressing, provided these needs are clinically justified. In some cases, equipment or minor home modifications may be approved to improve your safety and independence. The third category is income support. If your injury reduces your capacity to earn a living, CTP may provide weekly income support payments. These are calculated based on your pre-injury earnings and require medical certification. It is important to note that these payments are not open-ended. Time limits and step-down rules often apply, meaning the amount you receive may change over time as you recover. What CTP does not pay for? It is just as important to understand what is excluded. Many disputes arise when assumptions are made about costs that sit outside the scope of a CTP claim. To be clear, CTP does not pay for car repairs or towing. These costs fall under your comprehensive or third-party property insurance. CTP does not cover property damage of any kind. This includes damage to fences, other vehicles, or personal items inside the car, such as phones or laptops. It also excludes costs not linked to the injury. Convenience costs or lifestyle expenses are not covered. Furthermore, CTP does not provide unlimited payments. All benefits are time-limited, subject to review, and can stop as your recovery progresses. Key timeframes you should know. Timing is critical in the claims process. Understanding time limits, particularly in New South Wales, can prevent you from missing out on entitlements. Lodging your claim early is essential. In New South Wales, lodging within 28 days of the accident can determine whether your income payments are backdated to the date of the accident. If you lodge late, you may lose access to pay for those initial weeks, even if your claim is accepted. Early lodgement also helps insurers assess your claim while the information is fresh. It makes it easier to confirm medical evidence and accident details, reducing the chance of administrative delays. While every state has different rules, the general rule is, do not wait. Documentation and avoiding mistakes. To keep your claim moving, you need to provide the right information. Missing documents is the number one cause of delays. To stay organized, ensure you have the following ready. Accident details, the date, location, registration numbers, and the police reference number. Medical evidence, certificates and reports linking your treatment specifically to the accident. Proof of income, payslips or tax records if your work is affected. Receipts, keep copies of every invoice for treatment or travel. A summary of impact, brief notes on how the injury is affecting your sleep, mobility and daily tasks. Avoiding common mistakes will also speed the process. Don't assume car repairs are covered. Don't delay lodging the form, and importantly, don't hide symptoms. Mentioning even mild issues early ensures that if they worsen, they are already on record as being accident-related. How Oz Rehab supports your recovery. Recovering under a CTP claim focuses on function, safety, and independence. This is where Oz Rehab supports the process. We provide occupational therapy-led guidance that aligns your care with insurer requirements. We support function and independence. We assess how your injury affects your cooking, personal care, and routines. Our assessments identify the barriers you face and recommend practical steps to restore your independence. We address driving concerns. Driving is often a major source of anxiety after a crash. We conduct occupational therapy driving assessments to review your readiness, attention, and safety. Where needed, we design rehabilitation programs to rebuild your skills gradually. We also ensure coordinated care. Oz Rehab liaises with your GP, the insurer, and case managers to ensure everyone is on the same page regarding your functional goals. Frequently asked questions. To conclude, let's address the most frequently asked questions regarding CTP claims. Question: What is a CTP or green slip claim? Answer: It's a compulsory insurance claim that supports people injured in a motor vehicle accident. It covers injury-related treatment and care, but not property. Does CTP pay for car repairs? Answer: No. CTP does not cover repairs, towing, or property damage. These must be handled through comprehensive or property insurance. When should I lodge a claim? Answer: As soon as possible. In New South Wales, lodging within 28 days of the accident can determine whether your income payments are backdated to the date of the accident. If you lodge late, you may lose access to pay for those initial weeks, even if your claim is accepted. Early lodgement also helps insurers assess your claim while the information is fresh. It makes it easier to confirm medical evidence and accident details, reducing the chance of administrative delays. While every state has different rules, the general rule is, do not wait. How Oz Rehab supports your recovery.
Recovering under a CTP claim focuses on function, safety, and independence. This is where Oz Rehab supports the process. We provide occupational therapy-led guidance that aligns your care with insurer requirements. We support function and independence. We assess how your injury affects your cooking, personal care, and routines. Our assessments identify the barriers you face and recommend practical steps to restore your independence. We address driving concerns. Driving is often a major source of anxiety after a crash. We conduct occupational therapy driving assessments to review your readiness, attention, and safety. Where needed, we design rehabilitation programs to rebuild your skills gradually. We also ensure coordinated care. Oz Rehab liaises with your GP, the insurance